We're on the bottom of Hey Amad Aleph. Rafuna Omer Mehacha. Rafuna said that we learned that the minimal mechitza is 10 tfachim from the following, or that a sukkah that's less than 10 tfachim is possible. Al pnei hakaporas kedma. It says, al pnei hakaporas. How do we know? Well, we know it from the fact that the Aron and the Kaporas were 10 tfachim, and it says that the Rabban Shalom never came down within the Rishus of the Aretz, and he spoke from right above the Kaporas, so it was 10 tfachim. So the question we're discussing till now is, how do you know the Kaporas was a tefach? We know the Aron was 9 tfachim, but how do you know the Kaporas was a tefach? So Rav Huna said, we know from here. It says, al pnei hakaporas, kedem, the ein panim pachas mitefach. The panim is at least a tefach. And you don't know, it could be more, it could be less, right? The Gemara says, ve'ema ka'ape devar yuchni. Okay, so panim could also be a lot more. Maybe it's like the face of this gigantic bird. Bar yuchni, of godl huma'ov. Gigantic bird. V'choris aminim pamachas itila bar yuchni be'ya b'mkomenu, the tova shishim krochim, the shibra shin arozim. One time the Bar Yochni laid an egg and it sank 60 cities and destroyed 300 cedar trees. So this is a gigantic bird. And even if it's only a marshal or whatever, but there is such a marshal to such a bird with such a face. It doesn't have to exist in reality. Right? So still, maybe the ponim is referring to that that thing. Where it says, tofasta meru, lo tofasta. Tofasta mua, tofasta. No, you can have big face, small face. But you can only be assured that if something is compared to a face, that it's compared to the smallest face, not to the largest face. Where it says, the ema ka'api de tzvir, that's the case. There's a smaller face than a tefach. Ka'api de tzvir, the zuter tuva. Right? Maybe it's like a bird's face, a little bird, that's much more less than a tefach. Ravacha bar Yaakov, Rav Huna pone pone gomer. No, it's a derishava. It's specific ponim that we learn the pnei akaporis from. Ksiv hachel pnei akaporis, or ksiv hasam me'esh pnei Yitzchak Ovid. It's a face of a human being. The face of a human being, an average person, is about a tefach. Where it says, v'nelech ponim shomala. Let's learn ponim ponim, not from pnei Yitzchak, from pnei mala. Pnei mala, some learn mean a mala. The ponim of a malach, which is a spiritual ponim, which is bigger than a tefach. Or some say the ponim of the Rabban Shalom the Mamash. And since the Rabban Shalom has no shear, so maybe there's no shear for ponim. Right? You can't learn from there. Dichsiv, kiros pnei Elohim vatirseini. So again, some learn pnei Elohim means the ponim of a malach, and some learn pnei Elohim means literally like the face of the Rabban Shalom. It's a euphemism. And since that face has no measurement, so maybe the face that it says the face of the Kaporis also has no specific measurement. Pnei Elohim vatirseini. Someone says tofasta meru, lo tofasta. Tofasta mua, tofasta. You can learn from a ponim that is what's it called, that has a specific amount, minimum, and you can learn more than that, then at least learn the minimum, don't learn the maximum, because... what's it called? That's the mida. Mesoris v'neilat mikruv, dechsiv el hakaporis yu pnei hakruvim. No, let's learn ponim ponim from the kruvim. Amar avacha bar Yaakov, gemiri ein pnei kruvim, chus mitefa, ein hachanami. They learn from the kruvim. But the ponim of the kruvim were also a tefach. Rav Huna nami mehocha gomen. Rav Huna taka learns from this ponim. The pnei hakaporis from the ponim of the kruvim. Mesoris says, my kruv, what is a kruv? Omaravavo kiravya. Right, it's like little children. They have children's faces, the kruvim. She came to Bavel, calling Leonuka ravya. In Bavel, they called the child, the baby, a ravya. So kiravya. Kruvim are kiravya. Omarle abayo elamiato dechsiv, pneho echot pnea kruv, u pnea sheni pnei adam, hainu kruv, hainu adam. According to you, kruv is the face of a person. Just a baby. And here it says, one of them had the face of a kruv and one the face of a person. Mashma, kruv is not the face of a person. Where it says, api ravri, api zutri. Big face and small face. A mature face, that's pnei adam. And the baby face, that's api zutri, that's the kruv. Okay, Rashi. Pnei gomar, gzirishova gomar. By a little bird, it never says in the Pasuk Panai. You can't learn the Gzeira Shava from Pnei Tzvirta. Tafas the Meruba, the Makom Shata Shomea Af Hamuat, the Meruba Lo Tafasta. The Yesh Lahakshos Tfosis Hamuat, the Hariyata Shakram, the Varech. Right? When you have a choice to take the bigger amount or the smaller amount, take the smaller amount, because that's for sure. Because if you take the bigger amount, maybe that's not what was meant, and you'll end up being a shakram. Let's learn from the Kruvin. Maybe that's less than the Tefach. The Gemara says, no. Hainu Pnei Kruv. Hainu Adam. So what's it called? The Gemara says, no. We have a klal that the Kruvin, the ponim of the Kruvin, were not less than a Tefach. So the Gemara says, but Kruvin can't be a baby because it says one was an Adam and one was a Kruv. So you see, Kruv is not the ponim of an Adam. Halo Shneim Shavim. V'lama Chilka Makasu. Mashani La'olam Kruv Nomi Pnei Tinuku. No, Kruv is a baby face. The Zeo Chilukam Pnei Adam Api Ravavri Pnei Akruv Api Zutri. Pnei Adam means a mature face, and what's it called? And Pnei Akruv was the baby face. Okay, so that's how we know, one way of knowing, that a sukkah that's less than 10 tefachim, or a mechitza that's less than 10 tefachim, is possible, because we learn it from the fact that the Rabbanim Shlom never came into the reshus of Olam Hazeh. And he spoke from above the Kaporis, and the Aron and the Kaporis were together 10 tefachim. And we've learned out that the Kaporis was a tefach. Okay. And the Aron was, it says in the Torah, was 9 tefachim. Mercy says, Mimai de chalola asara, bar mischocha, ema bahadi schocha. No, if you're learning from the Aron and the Kaporis, then maybe in order for the sukkah to be kosher, it has to be 10 tefachim total, including the schach. But not that you need 10 tefachim space between the ground and the schach, and that's takav halacha. Right? So, and from here, the aron and the kaporis were solid. So maybe another, and a rishus means 9 tefachim of space and 1 tefach of schach. So it only needs 9 tefachim of space, or even 8 tefachim of space, and 2 tefachim of schach. So how do you know that the space has to be 10 tefachim? That we can't learn from here. You can't learn from here. After all this, you can't learn from here. So where do we learn from? From the Beis Hamikdash. Yechsiv ha'bayis asher bona ha'melech Shlomo v'Hashem shishim ama orko v'esrim rochbo u'shloshim ama komoso. The Beis Hamikdash that Shlomo ha'melech built was 60 amas long, 20 amas wide, and 30 amas high. Uksiv komas ha'kruv ho'echad eser ba'ama. And Shlomo HaMelech made kruvim, aside from the ones that were on the aron, he made kruvim that stood on the ground. Right? 10 kruvim that stood on the ground to the right and left of the aron. And those kruvim were 10 amas high. V'chein ha-kruv ha-shein. V'tanya. Ma'am matzino v'beis olamim. Kruvim b'shlish ha-bayis. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, the kruvim were one-third of the total height of the mikdash. The total height was 30, and they were 10. Mishkan nami kruvin b'shlish habayis einom. The mishkan was the same ratio, and the kruvin that were on the aron were one third of the total height of the mishkan. Okay, mishkan kamehave esramos. And this was a what's it called? Mesorah they had. We didn't learn this from anywhere. The mesorah that the same way that the kruvin that stood on the ground were one third the height of the Beis HaMikdash, the kruvin that were on the aron were one third of the total height of the Mishkan. How high was the Mishkan? Eser Amos. Dichsiv Eser Amos Orech HaKeresh. Right? The length of each Keresh was 10 Amos, and that was the height of the Mishkan. Kama Havi Lehu Shisin. That's 60 Tvachin. Okay, 10 Amos, 6 Tvachin per Amma is 60 Tvachin. Shisin Pushchei. Tal Se Kama Havi. How much is a third of that? Eser. Right? Pushchei. What's it called? 20 Tvachin. Dal asore the aron the kaporos. We already established that the aron the kaporos is 10 tefachim. So that leaves how much for the kruvim? 10 tefachim. Okay. Parshulu asore. Uksi, bahoyu akruvim, porse knafayim lamala, sochechim bechanfeim ala kaporos. The kruvim's wings formed a schach over the kaporos. Kari rachmonis schacha lamala mi asore. We see that schach, the minimum that we find in the Torah is called schach, is 10 tefachim above the solid thing beneath it. So you see that in order for the schach to be schach, it has to have a space of 10 tfachim beneath it, a space of 10 tfachim, because there was a space of 10 tfachim between the top of the kruv and the aron. That's only assuming that the wings were higher than the body. So the wings were right above the body, the end of the body, in other words, the top of the head of the kruv, was 10 tfachim, right, above the aron. So the wings were just above 10 tfachim. So there was a space of 10 tfachim between the wings and the aron. Dilma lahadi resheo kami, maybe no, maybe the wings were equal to the height of the head. And then there was less than 10 tfachim between the bottom of the wing and the aron. So maybe the space doesn't have to be 10 tfachim. Amravacha bar Yaakov lemalaksi. It says, porse knafayim lemala. Mashma, that the wings were higher than the body of the kruv, just above them. Gemara says, ve'ema midli tuva, so maybe they were much higher. And we have no raya how much space there was between the bottom of the wing and the aron. Miksiv lemala, lemala, it just says lemala. Lemala means exactly above it. If it would say lemala, lemala, then it could be farther above it. But lemala itself is exactly above the body. So the bottom of the wing was after 10 tfachim space between the top of the aron and the, what's it called, and the bottom of the wing. That's called schach. So the mele, we learn from here that in order for something to be called schach, it has to have a space of 10 tfachim. Could be that from the aron and the kapores, we learn that a mechitza, to make another reshus, is 10 tfachim. But in order to learn the halach of sukkah, that you need a space of 10 tfachim, that you need this limud for. So Moshe says, "Tosi Rashi, umimai de chalala asara, kiven de me'aron v'kaporis yaltis asara." Since we're learning the measurement of 10 tfachim from the aron v'kaporis, umimai de chalala asara levad me'ovi schacha. How do you know that the sukkah has to have 10 tfachim space between the ground and the beginning of the schach? Dilma b'hadi schacha ki aron v'kaporis. Maybe not. Maybe the sukkah is kosher if you measure from the ground till the end of the schach is 10 tfachim is good enough. Just like the aron and kaporos were solid. And solid 10 tfachim is called a different reshus. So maybe the whole reshus of the sukkah is including the schach too. Gemara says, no, ain't a chanami. Sukkah you can't learn from here. You can learn mechitza has to be 10 tfachim to make another reshus. But you can't learn that the inside of the sukkah has to be 10 tfachim. So where do you learn that from? Bishlish habayi so you omdim. Show you a kruvim sha'asa Shlomo omdim ba'aretz al raglehem. Right, the kruvim that Shlomo made, aside from the kruvim on the aron, stood on the ground. Uksiv komas ha'kruv eser, and they were 10 amas high. Nimtza komaso kala bishlish gova habayi. The height of the kruv was 1/3 of the total height of the Beis HaMikdash. Shu shloshim, which was 30 amas. Afkan the Mishkan show you a kruvim shasa Moshe ala kaporis hayagovan kala bishlish gov abayis. So too the kruvim, there was only kruvim on the kaporis in the Mishkan. Those kruvim also were 1/3 the total height of the Mishkan. Mishkan kamahave, how much was the govo? How much was the height of the Mishkan? 10 amas, right? Talte kamahave esrin, how much is what's it called? 1/3 of the total of the Beis HaMikdash, 20 amas. Nimtza gova kruvim kala l'sof esrim tvachim min ha'aretz. Oh no, so the total height of the Mishkan was 60 tvachim. How much is 1/3? 20 tvachim. Comes out that the height of the kruvim on the kaporis ended at the 20 tvachim mark from the ground. The hein omdim ala kaporis, and they were on the kaporis. So they were 10 tfachim off the kaporis, and that which was 10 tfachim off the ground. Dal asor tfachim darim v'kaporis, ledas miroshim shel kruvim kamahavi. If you want to know how high the height of the kruvim was over the kaporis, was 10 tfachim. Nimtza miroshim shel kruvim ad ragleim asor tfachim. Uksiv sochichim v'kanfeim. And it says the wings made a schach over the aron. Over the kaporis, alma mikanfeim lamata ad kaporis kori schach. That space between the wings and the kaporis was called schach. The kanfeim lamal legovan hayu prusos, and their wings were exactly above their head, not equal with their head. Alma tachas kanfeim asar tvachim cholo, comes out under the wings was exactly 10 tvachim till the kaporis, ara kaporis, the korei sukkah. That's called the sukkah. It's the smallest place in the Torah that we have the word schach used, is where there's a space of 10 tvachim. Verses and we made the gadfinu ilayu rishayu part preset. How do you know the wings were above their head? Maybe the wings were equal to their head, and then it's less than 10 tefachim between the end of the bottom of the wing and the kaporis. The havi lechalol asara. How do you know the wings were above the body, and then the chalol was 10? Maybe it was less than 10. Lahadi rishayu b'shavel roshem. The havi leasara imovi akadfayim. Then it would only be 10 with the width of the knafayim. We're back to where we started. Maybe the sukkah has to have an open space, and including the schach, 10 tefachim. Okay, now back to Hanichel Reb Meir, the Omer Kol Ha'amos Hayu Beinonios. All of this that we said till now is good according to Reb Meir, who says that the Amos of the Kalin in the Mishkan were 6 tefachim. Every Amma had 6 tefachim. So then it works out. An Amma and a half is 9 tefachim, and the kaporis we learned was a tefach, is 10 tefachim, right? And after figuring out with the kruvim being one-third the height of the mishkan, and their wings exactly above their head, comes out that we learn from here the cholol of a sukkah. Elor Yehuda domer amr shal binyan shisha tefachim, the shokelim hanisha, the coin of Yehuda holds an enchanami, the amma of the buildings of the mikdash and mishkan were 6 tefachim. But the kalim, the amas were amas of 5 tefachim. They were smaller amma, ma'ik lamema, because then it doesn't work out. Aaron the kaporis kamohavu, because according to him, the Aaron the kaporis havelu timya upalga. They were only 8.5. What's it called, tefachim? Okay, because an amma and a half is 8.5 tefachim. Poshulu chadshre upalga, right? And that means that the space between the kruvim, the wings of the kruvim and the kaporis, right, were what's it called, 11.5 amas, because it altogether had to be what's it called, 20 amas till the top of the kruvim, which is 1/3, 20 tefachim to the top of the kruvim, which is 1/3 of the total height of the mishkan. So the ma'isa, it's not going to work out, right, because the mishkan itself was an amas of 6 tefachim, so that was 60 high. So it's 20 high is 1/3, 20 tefachim. And if the Aron and the Kaporis were only 8.5, that leaves 11.5 till the 20 mark. So Ema Sukkah ad Havi Chadshrei Upalga, comes out that a Sukkah shouldn't be kosher unless it has 11.5 tefachim of space. El Rabbi Yehuda Hilchus HaGemirava. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai. The Nechanami, there's no place to learn it out from Psukim, that a sukkah that's less than 10 tefachim space between the ground and the schach is possible. It's halach l'moshe Mitzinai. Dom Reb Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav, Shiurin, Chatzitzin, Umechitzin, halach l'moshe Mitzinai. All the Shiurin, all Shiurin, Shiurim of Achila, Yom Kippur, Isurin, Shiurim of how much a gadol is, the Rosh says. If you're bar mitzvah 13 or 12 for a girl, all of these things are halach l'moshe Mitzinai. Chatzitzin, what was considered a chatzitza when you're tovel? What separates between your body and the water? Umechitzin and the halachas of mechitzos. What constitutes a mechitza in height, in width, or whatever? All of those are lachol moshe misinai. Rashi. Hanichol Reb Meir da'am meseches menachos kol ha'amos shem mishkan bein shel kelim bein shel binyan hayunim daros v'beninyos. This is all good according to Reb Meir, who says that all the amos of the Mishkan, whether they were amos of the building or amos of the kelim, were all amos of 6 tefachim. The hikruya beninus, that is the medium amma, because there were 3 different amos. There was a big amma, a medium amma, and a small amma. And they sheyesh bas chamisha ktana hinena. There's the amma of 5 tefachim, which Reb Yehuda holds was used for all the kelim, that measurement. The he amas yisod v'sove v'amas akronos, and everybody holds that the amma of 5 tefachim was used for the yisod of the mizbeach, and the sove of the mizbeach, and the kronos of the mizbeach, v'amas ribuah shel mizbeach apnimi, and the measurement of the golden Mizbeach was also in the, what's it called, Amas of five Tvachim. It was Amma by an Amma, it was five Tvachim by five Tvachim. Right? That everybody agrees. That those things, Taka, were measured with an Amma of five Tvachim. Mahaikra, from a Pasuk. The Eilim Midos HaMizbeach, Ba'amos, Amma, Amma V'Tofach. Right? And therefore we learn from that Pasuk that the Amos of the Mizbeach were basically one-fifth less than the regular Amma, which means this was five instead of six. Yesh gedola heimenu, however, there's a bigger Amma than the six Tvachim. Chatzi Edzba more, right, than six Tvachim. K'vetanya v'psachim, shtei Amos hoya b'shushan abira, achas yisera ashol Moshe chatzi Edzba. There were two measuring sticks. In other words, the weights and measures place where they had the standard measure was by Shushan Abira, which was above the, what's it called, the Shar of the Beis HaMikdash. There was a place where they had a picture of Shushan Abira to remember Paras, that they let them build the Beis HaMikdash. And in that area, they kept two bars to use as the standard as the Amma. And there were two of them. One was a regular Amma of six Tvachim, and one was an Amma of six Tvachim plus Chatzi Etzba. Shtei Amos, Beis Makos, Asuyin Lindod, Bohen Ho'amos. Shushan Abira, Mokum Wa'alchomos, Shar Mizrachi, Shal Harabayis. This was on the eastern gate of the Harabayis. V'shushan Abira, Mitzu Yerisbo. And over that gate was a fresco of, you know, it was a fresco, whatever it was, of Shushan Abira. So, and there they used to store these two bars that were exactly an Amma of Shisha Tvachim, and the other one an Amma that was Shisha Tvachim and a Chatzi Etzba. So, Hanich L'Rameir, Shehishva, Kol Ha'amo, Sikla Melech, Kedi Yalfas, Dal, Yud Li'ar, V'Kaporis, Pashul Asar, Mikan Thayan, Ad Makam Moshavah. All these measurements only work out according to a mayor. The Aron Kaporis was 10 Tvachim. The Kruvim were another 10 Tvachim above the Aron Kaporis. Their wings were exactly over their head. Leaves a space of 10 Tvachim for Schach. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Aron Kaporis were only, what's it called, Amos of 5 Tvachim, then an Amma and a half of the height of the Aron was, what's it called, 7.5, and another Tefach for the Kaporis is 8.5. So we have a much bigger space between the feet of the Kruvim on the Kaporis and the, what's it called, third of the height of the Mishkan, which was in six Tvachim Amas, which is 60 Tvachim. Michael Neymar, Iminoy Alphys, Boy Chalola Chatzri Upalda. If you learn from there, you're going to have 11.5 Tvachim to be the, what's it called, the height of the Sukkah. The Aron the Kaporis, Timnya Upalga Hudahabi. The Kivan the Kruvim Bishlish Habayis Omdim, the Hainul Sof Estrim, Pashu Chadzre Upalga Tachas Kanfeyan. When it says, Rabbi Yehuda Lomotzi Yolat Mikroi, according to Rabbi, you can't tackle learn from the Psukim, called Shir Mechitza Hilchasa Gemiro Misina. Yanachanami, he learns all the Shir of Mechitzas from Halacha Moshe Misina. Ugmiri the Botzer Miasor Labar Mischacha La Mechitzahi. That the Mechitza itself has to be 10 Tvachim. Till the schach. Otherwise, it's not called a mechitza. It's not a mechitza, it's not a wall. So you have no walls. Hilchos, gemir la misina. Gemir, the boss of Yasor, lavar nischach, la mechitza, he, vahachi havi mechitza. Shiurin shal isurin. Kigon kezayis lechol achilas is, so how do you know how much you have to eat in order to get malchus, or a korban, or chayim misa? They could call sevis yom kippurim, how much you have to eat on yom kippur to be chayim. Chatzitzin, shachatzitza pol selis mitvila. You have something separated between your body and the mikvah. Is what's it called chatzitza, u'mechitza, hilchos mechitza, right? All of those things are halach l'moshe misina.